This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Defense Department said Monday Russia has added artillery, ground, combat forces, and other capabilities in recent days ahead of what is widely expected to be a new intensive ground offensive in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. A senior U.S. defense official told the Associated Press the number of combat units known as battalion tactical groups in eastern and southern Ukraine has grown from 65 last week to 76 this week. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss internal U.S. military assessments of the war. International policy professor Jenny Mathers of Aberystwyth University in Wales spoke with VOA's Flashpoint earlier Monday about this next stage of Russia's offensive.
In theory, this new task that they set themselves to secure the Donbass primarily should be easier because they've had forces there for the last 8 years. They're in a more dug-in position, and also it should be easier for them to get supplies. So in theory, it should be easier. In practice, though, I think almost nothing has gone Russia's way in this war so far, and it has revealed a lot of issues that were really kind of mostly concealed from us over the last several years, or that we just weren't looking closely enough to understand quite what the limitations were in the Russian armed forces when it comes to things like planning and strategy, but also training of troops.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say seven people were killed Monday in the western city of Lviv, and Russian forces pounded other targets across Ukraine in what appeared to be an intensified bid to wear down the country's defenses ahead of what is expected to be an all-out assault on the eastern part of the country. This is VOA News. Though rain dampened the event, the White House